Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes Talk Radio Show with hosts Gay Hilton and George Juhas. This riveting show will help you find balance and energy while guiding you on your vibrational journey. Now here are your hosts, Drs. Gay Hilton and George Juhas.
Hi, this is Dr. Gay Hilton. We welcome you today, our global audience, every Wednesday to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes, as we peer into the world of vibration. Realize that we are an energy field and that the food we eat, the water we drink, the environment that we are surrounded by, the thoughts that we think, the exercises that we integrate into our lifestyle directly affect this field. We are basically a human PC. If you're acquainted with the powerful best-selling nonfiction book and DVD, The Secret, you'll find this show, Good Vibes, Bad Vibes, kind of the next step to empowerment in many realms of the energy field which surrounds us and which is impacting our lives directly on a daily basis. Today I'd like to introduce to you my co-host, Dr. George Juhas, who is a traditional naturopathic doctor and clinical hypnotherapist.
George? Good afternoon, everyone.
And our guest speaker I am delighted to have is Russ DiCarlo. Russ is not only a friend and a colleague, but a fabulous energy medicine practitioner in many realms. He's written a book in called Towards a New World, Conversations at the Leading Edge. He wrote another book called The Definitive Guide to Longevity Medicine. He also wrote Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, and he has also written the preface to The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, which, as many of you know, was a New York Times bestseller, and also The Tenth Insight, the Experiential Guide by James Redfield, he was a contributor to. So, Russ, we are delighted to have you. This is a guy who can talk about more realms in energy medicine than anyone I know. And, Russ, I'm going to let you take it from here and tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk about today, dealing with the energy field and how it affects us directly.
Well, thank you, Gay and George, for allowing me to be your guest today. I first want to congratulate the both of you on the work that you're doing and on your new radio show. I guess what I'd like to talk about today is this whole idea of subtle energy. I'd like to first talk about what is it and allow the listener to really understand that it's not something that's woo-woo or far out there or new agey, but it's something that really helps to explain normal everyday human experiences. And I'd also like to talk about working with subtle energy as a means to live a happier, healthier life. I think if there's one common denominator amongst all individuals around the world, it would be we want to be happier and we want to be healthier. And working with subtle energy is an effective way to achieve that goal.
Absolutely. Russ, could you kind of go into a little bit of specifics for those listeners that may be hard-nosed scientists or maybe a strong Christian belief that the word vibration sometimes is exactly woo-woo, and how we can define that as in more scientific terms?
Well, I think vibration itself is a term that is taken from traditional mainstream science. If you look at science, it will suggest that every object that you can identify actually has a resonant frequency. It emits a certain frequency of energy.
Exactly.
And really, from the perspective of energy medicine, energy which is vibrating at different frequencies is everything that there is. And that, furthermore, all physical problems and all psychological problems can be seen fundamentally as an energy problem. And so quantum physics, which was really birthed in the early 1900s, a la Einstein, tends to support this view. I think that all atoms send and receive vibrational frequencies of light, and everything vibrates, and as it does, emits light. So what's interesting, if you look back to some of the quantum physics as it's been practiced, the goal has been to really come up with the smallest particles of matter. And so we've gone into the realm of subatomic particles, and when we keep digging deeper and deeper, what we end up finding out is that there's no discrete particle per se, but there's quanta of light. and that at the very substrate of our physical universe is energy itself. And of course, that was made very well known when Einstein first published his famous equation E equals mc squared, and he was able to determine that matter and energy are intermixed, that
one
could be converted to the other, yeah.
For the hard-nosed scientists, I think one very important aspect that I, as a naturopathic doctor, realize is that the traditional medical profession in the United States has no background particularly in energy-based medicines, and as a result of that, not only has very little knowledge or understanding of it, but also very little research. Could you comment on that?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and up until recently, very few doctors in their medical school training received very much information on nutrition, as far as that goes. So I think that you need to come to the awareness, or it benefits people to come to the awareness, that the training and the education that doctors receive in medical school is very focused, and in the United States is very much influenced by the drug or pharmaceutical companies. And so there are certain subjects that are taught, other subjects are simply not discussed at all. And I don't know, aside from UCLA at this time, which has offered an acupuncture training program for medical doctors, I don't know very many medical schools that have included the study of energy medicine in their curriculum. So this is virgin territory for most doctors, and they really don't know a whole lot about it.
And therefore, the research from the medical field is sketchy, and therefore, when they question the quantum realm, about the only area that we can kind of tune into scientifically would be the quantum physicist, who has done a lot of research and come up to many conclusions that much of what Albert Einstein said about E equals MC squared is not only, is no longer theory, but now much more of a reality.
Yeah. I think that what we find right now, and I do spend an inordinate amount of time keeping up with the scientific research regarding subtle energies, is that we've had some very well-regarded scientists who have been traditionally trained who have done certain experiments indicating that our intentionality can indeed have an effect in the material world. Having said that, I don't know that there is a lot of conventional scientists who would agree that subtle energy exists per se, because that hasn't really been proven yet. Subtle energy, by its very definition, means it's not understood as one of the four known forces that operate in the universe. It behaves in a very different way that at times could be mind-boggling.
Russ, I think the National Institutes of Health have categorized energy medicine into two categories. One is veritable, which can be measured, and the other one, I believe, is putative, which has yet to be measured.
That's correct.
Putative energy practices being, energy field practices being like Reiki, healing touch, and so on, and the veritable ones would fall under the areas of, say, mechanical vibrations such as sound and electromagnetic forces.
That's exactly right. In fact, there has been some research going on in Canada with the use of electromagnetic fields that have been very focused and targeted to certain circuitry in the brain, certain areas of the brain that are very much involved with our emotional states, and they found that doing this kind of treatment, that clinically depressed individuals were able to recover quite quickly from their depression in a way that was similar to electroshock therapy without any of the negative side effects. So I think that you're right. Within the realm of medicine, as determined and described by the National Institutes of Health, there are these two essential categories. And I think it's kind of interesting, here in Erie, there's a lot of buzz going around about a man by the name of John Kanzius, who was the owner of one of the television stations here. And he ended up having cancer, and being in, by virtue of the fact that he was in the radio and television industry, he decided to ask the question, is it possible to use radio frequencies to eliminate cancer cells? And so he went through several stages of development with a machine or a device that would do just that. He early on got the support of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. They've been doing some extensive research. He's gotten the support of government officials, and his device is moving quite rapidly along the lines of being approved eventually, hopefully, by the FDA. So that his device would be an example of a device that emits a known frequency of energy that has an effect on the biology of an individual. But there are these other energies that are subtle that have yet to be measured.
Russ, what about the earth frequency as a basis for healing? I mean, this is a real basic idea here, and getting in touch with earth energy has been viewed for a long time as being universally healing. Activities such as gardening or hiking, consuming natural foods, things like this.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, George, because I've spent about 20 years investigating various healing methods, and I've worked with some world-class healers along the way. And one of the things that I found is the very best healers emphasize the importance of being grounded. And I guess you could look at it in terms of creating a state of resonance between the individual and what's called the Schumann frequency of the planet, which at one time was operating around 7 megahertz per second. And some people are suggesting the frequency of the Schumann, or the Schumann frequency, has accelerated in recent years. But one of the things that I do when I work with people is I have them run a grounding cord, or just imagine that their legs were like the roots of a tree extending into the earth itself, going down to the very core. And this helps immeasurably in terms of reinstating a sense of balance within the individual, and really does set the stage for healing work to begin.
This is very interesting, Russ. I guess I'm going to ask a question and then make a comment as well. It
sure.
seems to me that the frequency that you mentioned
of
the earth is well below that of human beings, the audible detection of human beings.
I'm going to have to break here for a few seconds, guys, and we're going to get back to this wonderful conversations on good vibes, bad vibes. And we'll come back with George's question and continue on with Russ giving us an answer. It's been a delightful conversation at this point, and we'll be back in a few.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, the Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to the Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network, and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Informative energies exist within our thought atmosphere and beyond. Energy is always exchanging at some level of awareness. On Making It All Click with Metatelepath Brian Carlton Flournoy, a group metatelepathic experience is created live on the air. Higher purpose inspires our telepathic improvement through conscious choice. Brian shares how to use intuition co-creatively in order to interpret all kinds of telepathic impressions into information for daily guidance. Through formatted weekly exercises, we practice sending, receiving, and interpreting energy impressions to serve a meaningful purpose. These intuitive experiences range from animal, plant, spirit communication to Akashic record, using nonverbal communication and seeing the invisible through divine eyes. Making It All Click with Brian Carlton Flournoy broadcasts each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at gjuhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
Hi, and welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes. This is Dr. Gay Hilton, and I'm going to turn it back over to our guest speaker, Russ DiCarlo. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about grounding work, because it's extremely important for individuals to do this, especially considering this modern age when we're caught in the flux of all these electromagnetic fields as we go about our day. Earlier today, for example, I was spending a lot of time on my laptop computer, and I was doing some mental work. And in preparation for this interview, I actually took some time to work with subtle energy. And I did initially did a grounding cord, as I mentioned, by simply envisioning that this golden cord, which would be attached to the end of my spine, went through the chair I was sitting on and into the earth itself. And I also took some time for some deep breathing. Our respiration and breathing rate affects our energy field. I drank some water. Water seems to enhance the flow of energy through the energy field. And I got into a state of heartfelt appreciation and became heart-centered, which balances the energy field. So there's a lot of things that individuals could do in a practical way to minimize the stress that they experience, not only psychological stress, but the stress of electromagnetic fields which seem to permeate our environment.
One of the real interesting things I remember reading in a Deepak Chopra book one time was, you know, we have the old saying, seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. And it's really true that once we begin working with these subtle energies and we evolve into the meditation and the quiet time, the deep breathing, and the water drinking to increase circulation of the chi or the vital life force, we do notice that things start occurring, Russ, and could you kind of go into that a little bit, that as we believe, we begin to actually see and feel and experience.
Well, that's actually a very, very hot research topic right now, and that is the power of intention and the power of belief. Now, in regards to belief, in traditional medicine, there is certainly the recognition of the placebo effect. And the placebo effect basically states that your beliefs and expectations can have a biological effect in the body. So your beliefs and expectations about a medical treatment you're receiving could actually influence the course of the treatment that you're getting, or
exactly.
Its efficacy in the body. So that's been pretty well established, and the mechanism of action is typically regarded in the realm of neuropeptides, neural hormones, and so it's an area that's been pretty well mapped out. Now, on the vanguard of scientific research is the effect of beliefs and expectations outside of the skin. Not within the body in terms of affecting the biochemistry, but outside the body, affecting the material world around us. And there's a lot of interesting studies that are going on right now by, for example, the Institute of Noetic Sciences and Dean Radin, for example, who is putting together intention experiments in which people hold a certain intention collectively as a group, and they're going to start mapping whether or not that collective intention could produce a physical change.
And of course, this ties in pretty much with the law of correspondence, doesn't
right.
it, Russ? The quality of light corresponds to the quality of your subconscious thoughts.
I think I'm glad you mentioned that, George, because the subconscious mind is vitally important. You had mentioned earlier, Gay, that there's the DVD and movie out called The Secret.
Correct.
And that has taken off like a rocket. I think it's only been out for maybe 9 or 10 months now. And already the creators of The Secret have been on Oprah. And in fact, Oprah dedicated two of her shows to The Secret because it proved to be such a popular topic among her audience. And one of the principles in The Secret is that we attract into our lives the people, events, and circumstances based upon energetically what we're putting out.
That's right.
And so in Eastern traditions, you might look upon it as the law of karma. In Western religious traditions, it's about reaping what you sow. And so there's this recognition that somehow what we put out there into the universe in terms of our vibrational offering influences what we experience in life.
Mention here one thing that I would like to interject, just as a naturopathic doctor who works with the acupuncture system, that when I am going over an intake form, one of the questions I ask is, did you have an emotional upset, whether it be a bankruptcy, a death in the family, some emotional upset that impacted your life prior, say 6 months prior or whenever, to your illness? And oftentimes, more than not, within that six-month period prior to the illness onset was a emotional event of some sort, which directly kind of correlates with this law of attraction. In other words, we're going through an emotional upset, and that's when we're sometimes the most vulnerable towards illness impact.
Well, let me tell you a story. Speaking of impact, about 1985, I had moved to Atlanta, where I ended up living for about 7 years, and I had just broken up with a girlfriend, and I was in a very emotionally upset state at the time. And so I was driving around Atlanta, and I ended up going through an intersection in which I had an accident. And, in fact, the left front end of my car was damaged. The repair bill came in at about $4,500. Now, interestingly enough, I had bought a new car after that had happened, and then a week later got into another accident in the exact same location of the car. And so, you know, I haven't been in any accidents since then, but I'm convinced that it was my emotional state at the time, my level of energy, that kind of resonated to the frequency of car accident that allowed those two events to occur.
I agree. That's the law of attraction, which I think has been so well documented in The Secret, and I would recommend anybody that has not been introduced to The Secret that they get it. And this show is kind of one step beyond The Secret, because we're not talking just about the law of attraction, but we're talking about all realms of energy and how all these realms are affecting us in a multitude of ways, and of course thoughts being predominant. Even as naturopaths, George, I'm sure you agree that we're finding, you know, it's great that we can kind of come to some discussion of what may be back of the illness.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this, Gay, because there's something in hypnotherapy circles that's really paramount here, and that's the law of dominant effect.
Right.
And that means that the strongest emotion drives behavior, so that when you ask the question on your intake form, was there a traumatic event, we refer that to that as a sensitizing event, or if you will, an early sensitized event.
Which kind of sets the stage.
Well, and George, there was another thing that you mentioned that's vitally important in regards to the law of attraction, and that is that there is such a thing as a subconscious mind, and that the analogy I oftentimes use to get an understanding is that if you think of an iceberg, the conscious level of the mind, the everyday mind that we have as we go about our day, would be equivalent to the portion of the iceberg that's above the waterline, and the subconscious mind would be equivalent to the part of the iceberg that's below the waterline. And it's the subconscious mind and the activity of the subconscious mind that really does determine the very fabric of our lives and what we attract. And I think a lot of people overlook that fact. So you have people that in Norman Vincent Peale-like fashion want to think positive thoughts. And that'll only take them so far if they don't believe on a subconscious, emotional, feeling level that that positive statement is in fact true for them.
That's right. And the I do something very similar to you in that I explain it as it's like the mirror, that the subconscious is the mirror of the thoughts. So be careful what you think. And, of course, Deepak Chopra is very big about all his conversations in his books refer to thoughts are things.
Yeah,
and
but I think that
we've got to be aware of that.
That the thoughts are important, but what really constitutes our point of attraction is what we're feeling.
That's right.
So anything that we could do to lift up our emotional state during the course of a day is extremely important in terms of opening us up and keeping us in a state of receptivity to the things that we want to bring into our lives.
We can look at the subconscious mind as really being the seat of emotions, that's the driver of behavior.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I was going to mention in the acupuncture system, I had to laugh. I was talking to a gal one day, and she was telling me she had had an acupuncture treatment, and I was comparing it to what I do, which is a form of needleless acupuncture. And I said, well, how long does your acupuncture treatment hold? And she laughed, and she looked at me, and she said, well, as long as I don't get upset, it works really well. And I laughed, but what she was essentially saying was it worked well until she got upset. And then it immediately the acupuncture system oftentimes becomes disturbed and circuits literally short. And that's why it is so important to keep those circuits open by initially I always tell people if your thoughts are happy and you're in a good mood and you try to not go into the negative realm, even if you get upset about something, just negate it and get out of there emotionally, then the circuits of the body just keep moving right along very smoothly. But when you allow the negative thoughts to enter, short circuits occur instantly.
Russ, I have a feeling that you know something about this. Intentions that your goals may manifest in such a manner that it's for the greatest good of all. If you can intend that way, you bypass intentions that might be created out of fear or other negative feelings, which may be destined to failure.
We're going to cut to break here. We have really had a wonderfully interesting and stimulating conversation on good vibes, bad vibes, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, the Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to the Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office. Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at gjuhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
Hi, welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes, and our guest today is Russ DiCarlo, author of Towards a New World View, Conversations at the Leading Edge, The Definitive Guide to Longevity Medicine, and Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide. Russ, we left off with you speaking about the influence of the mind, specifically thought forms, and we were kind of talking a little bit, too, about the immune function. But I'll let you pick up from where we left off.
Well, George had made the comment that it's very powerful and effective when one is stating an intention to add in for the highest good of all. And I think he struck upon something that's extremely important. When I do this work and I create a vision for myself and visualize that is actually manifesting right here, right now, experiencing it in terms of my inner senses, what I would hear, what I would see, what I would feel, as if the item that I desire was already present. When I do that, I, at the end, say, this or something better is manifesting for me now in its highest physical form, in its own divine perfect time, in a completely satisfying, harmonious, and fulfilling way for the highest good of all. And I think that phrasing it that way kind of opens up the gateway so that spirit, with its higher intelligence, can come in and help you with that manifestation and create a form that's going to be suitable and appropriate. Now, what's interesting is there's a program on the radio called Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell, and it's been around for about 12 years now, 13 years, and the program has millions of listeners, and Art Bell over the years has done experiments with the power of group intention. So, for example, he's had his listeners focus on a particular area of the world where they may be experiencing a drought and visualize rain. And in fact, within hours, that area invariably starts to rain. So Mr. Bell, in his experience, has said that there's no question in his mind that intention has power and group intention has extraordinary power. However, he's been very, very reserved in moving forward with these sorts of experiments because of what he terms the law of unintended consequences, meaning that if an individual visualizes there to be rain in one area of the country, maybe that rain that falls down causes flooding, for example, because of the quick runoff, and therefore, instead of being a positive, it becomes a negative. But I think that this idea of adding for the highest good of all allows that manifestation to occur in a very harmonious way that doesn't have these negative consequences.
Being more specific. The other thing that is very interesting is, you know, even in the Christian belief systems of the Bible, Jesus Christ, many times there was references to the power of the word. So this very much blends into no matter what religion. I remember I first became introduced to a lot of this back in 1987, 88, when I began reading some of Ernest Holmes' works, who had studied all the religions of the world. And there were certain commonalities in all these religions, one of which is the power of the word and emotionally believing what it is you want to create in your life in order for it to manifest. And so I think this is an interesting realm, that there are so many similarities. So no matter whether we're talking about in that this is a global community that we're speaking to, the prana of India, which is the breath work, the chi of China, which is their form of what they believe is their energetic life force going through the body, the ki of Japan, which is what they refer to it. Many of us refer to this innate intelligence as God working through us in our bodies. Whatever religious background we have, isn't it interesting that we all have a same similar line here of communication, all speaking in the same, in pretty much the same way, just in different terms?
Well, I think it's fascinating, and there have been other cross-cultural studies that have been done by a man by the name of a gentleman by the name of John White, who found that in 96 different cultures, that culture had some name for this subtle energy that in India would be regarded as prana, in China as qi. So it seems to be a fairly universal human experience. I oftentimes in my workshops ground the idea of subtle energy in human experiences. And so I'll ask people if they've ever stood in a grocery line, for example, and as they're standing in line, if they've ever felt that someone might be staring at them. And invariably people say yes, they in fact had that happen, and they'll turn around and all of a sudden a person that's behind them, their eyes will dart away as they do that. So what is the means by which we're able to sense when somebody's staring at us? Institute of Noetic Sciences, again, has done some extremely interesting studies. Marilyn Schlitz has determined that if you have an individual sitting in a room and there's a video monitor, there's a video camera there studying the individual. The individual is hooked up to certain electronic equipment measuring the person's respiration rate and their heart rate and their brainwave patterns. And then you could have another individual who is a couple miles away at a different venue. And they could be watching the individual who's being targeted with the video camera on their own monitor. Just the simple act of observing that individual causes measurable changes to occur in respiration rates, EEGs, EKGs, the whole gamut.
Which brings us into the importance of how vastly important learning to be intuitive, learning to be connected with our mind and body in with respect to the immune function is so vital to our very being. And the hopes of this show would be for our audience to learn some of the techniques, for example, through proper diet, through proper exercise. We actually have exercises that increase this what we call intuitive innate being of ours to greater, higher levels. We have foods specifically that we can eat that genuinely increase the body's vital life force. For example, fruit and vegetables have a higher enzyme level, which also have a higher frequency as compared to what we might, as naturopaths, refer to as dead foods, like, you know, meats and breads and that type of thing. Everything has a vibration, and as we tune into that and we learn these various realms of energy and how they all are interconnected, we realize how truthful Einstein's theory was and just how accurate he was many, many years ago when this became his reason to research.
It's like each of us is can be looked upon as a portal, a kind of portal through which every aspect of energy within the universe can become aware of its own nature, sort of a vibrant consciousness, if you will, that's constantly in search of itself.
A human PC, as I said earlier.
Well, and I think as we go about our days, what we're actually doing is we're both receiving and transmitting information in the form of this subtle energy. So we're constantly taking energy in from our environment, and we're constantly projecting energy back out into our environment. And what's interesting is that most of us go through life feeling that we're separate and isolated, discrete individuals. But in fact, there's a large degree of interaction that occurs, and we could choose to interact with our environment in a very conscious way as opposed to an unconscious way.
What are some techniques, for example, that you recommend on a daily basis that we as a community of listeners can augment to our daily lifestyles that will increase this vital life force of not only intuition but electricity through the body so that we don't short circuit? And I am obviously in a position where I see people coming into my office on a regular basis that have had medical diagnoses that have been told to them that have literally freaked them out. And immediately the vital life force is lowered as we do that, and obviously with that the immune function. And that's one thing the naturopath doesn't do. We try to keep everybody empowered enough to feel that it's not what someone tells you that you need to believe. You need to believe your own words, and you need to empower yourself. So, Russ, what can you give this listening population here today, technique-wise, that can be utilized, that can start altering some of the ways we get caught in these traps of thinking?
Well, I think that some of them I've already mentioned in terms of the importance of drinking enough water throughout the day. Most people don't. In terms of deep diaphragmatic breathing, which most of us don't. Most of us go through life as upper chest breathers, and as a result, we don't get a whole lot of oxygen into the body. But at the same time, we don't get a lot of life force energy or subtle energy into the body, chi, prana. And one of the first things that I teach people when I do workshops is how to breathe correctly, to breathe deep down into the abdominal area. And what I find is that oftentimes people don't breathe deeply because of certain traumatic experiences that they've had in life. It seems that when a person experiences a particular trauma, that they carry the energetic imprint of that trauma in their stomach area and in their lower energy centers, so to speak. And so there's a subconscious intention to keep that emotional material repressed, and that's why the person doesn't take a deep breath. Most people aren't aware of this. Most people are very surprised to learn how shallow they've been breathing.
Well, it's an extraordinary thing when we really realize the power we have within our own bodies and minds, and that's going to be the focus of this continuing conversation as we go more and more into the realm of energy medicine and the energy field and how we are that part of that very definitive arc field and how we can impress the energy when we come back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you aware that we are all vibrational beings? Where does our personal energy come from? How does energy manifest in our lives? What are the ways we can use different energies to change and improve the quality of our lives? Learn how you can answer these questions and more. Traditional naturopathic doctors Gay Hilton and George Juhas bring a dynamic, interactive presentation style to any engagement that is certain to educate, entertain, and inspire you. Call us today to schedule an intoxicating, riveting seminar, workshop, or lecture. To reach Dr. Gay, please call 814-333-6126 or by email at drhilton@acu-nu.com. Dr. Gay's website is www.acu-nu.com. To reach Dr. George, please call 724-413-6252 or email him at guhas@hotmail.com. Dr. George's website is www.uhaswellness.com. Call today and experience the individual energy being that is you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show
each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Thoughts are things. Mind creates. The quality of your thoughts and feelings impacts everything in your life. So how do you access your power to change? On Theater of the Mind with Kelly Howell, you'll get unprecedented access to some of the world's leading visionaries and consciousness researchers, exploring mind expansion, intuition, creativity, and the many facets of human potential. Expand your knowledge of the body-mind connection and learn how to tap into the other 90% of your potential. Visit Theater of the Mind online at kellyhowell.com. That's KellyHowell.com.
Theater of the Mind is brought to you by BrainSync CDs and MP3 downloads for peak performance and mind expansion. Visit BrainSync.com. That's Brain, SYNC.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes with naturopathic practitioners, Drs. Hilton and Juhas. If you have a question for either Gay or George, please feel free to email them directly. Gay's email is drhilton@acu-nu.com, and you can reach George at gjuhas@hotmail.com. Now back to the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Hilton inviting you back to Good Vibes, Bad Vibes. We were in a most interesting discussion, which we're going to continue on, and we're going to get into something that all of you, I'm sure, have a vast interest in, and that is when we get into these negative thought forms, and I specifically say thought forms because they really now know that these thoughts that we have actually take form and actually affect our being in a multitude of ways, one of which, and probably the most important of which, is our vital life force, this energy, this electricity that affects our body. And if your doctor tells you something that's negative, how does that affect you? If your friend says something that hurts you emotionally, how does that affect your vibrations? Well, we know now in a very negative way, and we're going to talk about that. Russ, you want to pick up on that?
Well, I think that's an excellent point. And one of the things that I began to learn in my 20 years of research was that most people go through life and with the intention of being a good person. And a good person means, you know, not hurting other people, not stealing, not lying, and mainly not engaging in reprehensible physical activities. What I've since learned is that the way we think about somebody, what we think and what we feel about somebody, can actually impact that person at a subtle level. And in fact, experiments have validated that very fact, that when you think a loving thought about somebody, you affect the person's brainwave pattern, you affect their EKG, you affect the cells of their body by thinking or expressing a loving thought. So it works in the other direction as well. When we think poorly of somebody, when we are filled with hate and anger and rage, that we're having a negative effect on that individual that ultimately could, you know, impact perhaps their immune system function to a certain degree. So it wasn't long after discovering this that I soon decided that I was going to be, instead of a curse to the world through my negative thoughts and feelings about others, but to be a blessing to other people. And so what that does is it really places upon us an even greater sense of responsibility for the way we conduct ourselves in life.
That's right. Instead of blaming others for what is happening to us, we now realize, and very scientifically so, through some of these studies that have been done, that we're directly, by our thoughts, affecting and creating. And if you go back to what Jesus Christ said, as you thinketh, you createth, and how true those words were.
Absolutely. One of the things that I try to do is to help people live a life that's happier and healthier, because, again, these are universal constants. And the way that I do that is I help people, first of all, let go of the past, live more fully in the present, and to create their best possible future. And let me explain that. Many people have had very traumatic past experiences, and they've experienced loss, abuse, trauma. And as a result of that, they're carrying around emotional baggage. And what I find is that most people haven't been given the life skills to let that go. Now, there's a certain school of thought that says, well, you know what, regardless of what happened to you in life, just get over it, move on. But to me, that's a form of denial. And so I think it's very encouraging now that through the field of energy psychology, there's methods and techniques that people can use to release, heal, and clear these emotional traumas that have been sustained. And that's one of the things that I focus upon in my workshops. The other point is to live in the present. And many times people are not fully in their body in a conscious way. They're not fully grounded, as I mentioned earlier. And oftentimes thoughts are going back to events that had happened in the past or anticipating events in the future, which we call worry. And so teaching individuals how to be heart-centered, fully engaged with the present moment, mindful of what's occurring in the present moment, is extremely valuable. There's an expression that says the point of power is now, and that it's in that present moment when we're fully awake and fully aware that we have the most ability to determine and manifest our desired future.
Gay, you and I saw the path of the peaceful warrior.
Absolutely.
And makes that point, Russ. Russ, would you describe the heart as being a vehicle for creating oneness?
Integral. And much of the leading-edge research right now is focusing on the importance of the heart. In the yogic tradition of the energy centers, or chakras as they're called, which means spinning wheel, the heart is looked upon as the integrator chakra or energy center. And of course, that's really the domain of unconditional love, heartfelt gratitude, appreciation, inner peace. And I think that we're facing an evolutionary imperative at this time, which is causing us to start to really learn how to focus our attention, our awareness, and our life through the heart. And of course, that's what Jesus said 2,000 years ago.
Absolutely.
He talked about the importance of love and forgiveness. Well, we've known about it conceptually, but it's time to really understand the dynamics and the mechanics of how to do that. And there's a lot of great research taking place right now that shows us how.
Even the Indian poet, it reminds me of Sri Chinmoy. And he said something to the effect that one or oneness is the perfect expansion of our inner reality.
Mm.
And you know, to go on with that point, George, first and foremost, we must love ourselves. Because we can't love someone else until we have loved ourselves.
Gay, you would not believe how many clients I've worked with that have had deeply felt experiences of self-hatred, self-rejection, self-criticalness, condemning of the self. It's unbelievable, the relationship people have with themselves. And to my way of thinking, it's going to be very, very difficult to manifest the very best that life has to offer for an individual if they're coming at it from the energy of self-hatred.
And blame and a rejection or a grieving that has not been let go. And I think one thing you both have brought up that's very intriguing, and I know Mona Lisa Schultz has written a book on this, she's a PhD, MD, about how critical a past experience in your life, way back when, as a child, can affect your life for the rest of your life, making wrong choices, making decisions that are based on that incident that happened. And sometimes those incidents have to be unearthed and realized and looked at specifically by the person that's been wounded.
It's critical to do that because it's through those early childhood experiences in particular that we form core beliefs about who we are and what we deserve to experience in life. And unless that is fully understood, unearthed, as you say, and brought to the light of awareness, it's going to be very difficult for an individual to live the best life for themselves.
Like you, I have found in many consults that I have had with people prior to energy testing, when we have talked about these things, so many, many times the physical illness springs back to these emotional events. And I can't emphasize that enough to the listening public because We all have them stored, and we have to unearth them. We have to bring them to the surface, face them, and realize that, as you said, you just can't say let them go. You've got to look at it realistically and see how that incident has impacted your life and how it may be affecting this vital life force, this frequency that's running through our body. And when we allow it to continually bother us, sometimes subtly, how it's affecting and short-circuiting this life circuit.
The subconscious mind that takes everything literally. It's the seat of emotions that, as I mentioned before, which drives behavior, directs the autonomic nervous system.
Oh, it's so true. This has just been a wonderful, wonderful conversation with the three of us. I've really enjoyed it. I'm hoping you, the listening public, have enjoyed it every bit as much. We look forward to you visiting us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time. And good vibes, bad vibes will be hopefully a part of your regular weekly event. George, you want to tell us about our next speaker next week?
Yes, next week, everyone, we'll have Dr. Greg Friedman, MD, and his topic will be Empowered Living, Claiming Your Power While Protecting Yourself from Negative Influences. He's going to talk about techniques to energetically protect yourself from people and situations that drain your vibrational energy, and ways to surround yourself with positive influences that inspire and support you to become happy and successful.
We thank you, Russ DiCarlo. What a wonderful guest you've been, and we'll have you back.
Thanks very much, Russ.
Thank you.
Thank
you
all
for
listening, and we will hopefully hear you. We will be back next week, and we will hopefully have some more interesting details on good vibes, bad vibes. Thank you for joining us.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's show, Good Vibes, Bad Vibes. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the 7th Wave Network, and discover how you can be empowered in our vibrational world.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. 7th Wave Network.